Gee, Kramer, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Ghost. Scroll endlessly until we finally find something to watch.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Nightly Binge. I'm Kramer.
And I'm Ghost.
And tonight we're going to be discussing Netflix's The Sandman. Ghost, give me a recap on this. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while. We watched it just a few days ago.
Yeah, it's a long time for me.
Oh, okay. I understand. Stress and everything,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, so it follows the comic book by Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
Same name, The Sandman, right? And it the protagonist is Morpheus, who is an endless of dreams. Essentially an entity who controls the subconscious of everyone, like humans, animals, and at one point
super powerful,
and at one point we find out the soul's in hell and presumably heaven, right? So he's captured by a dark summoning spell, and he spends about a century, so 100 years in captivity, which kind of crazy. He's supposed to be this all-powerful being, right?
Stuck in a glass ball,
butt naked, as a day that he was captured. I mean, he doesn't get cold. He didn't eat. He didn't sleep. He didn't do anything, but just sat in fetal position, staring at his captor.
Fetal position, like he sat Indian style sometimes. He sat Indian style,
butt naked, skin. Okay. So the first few episodes kind of explores the aftermath of his imprisonment.
Okay.
And Morpheus essentially retrieving his three relics, which...
Fetch quest, essentially.
It was a ruby, his mask, which was really cool looking.
It was a cool mask.
And a pouch full of sand.
Sand from the dream realm.
Yeah. So if I were to categorize the show, I would say it's fantasy with horror elements, right? And then there's going to be a lot of religious undertones because you have biblical characters like Lucifer and Death, Cain and Abel, and they do reference God. So I think maybe God will make an appearance of some way.
I don't know if the actual God will make an appearance like they did in
Supernatural
where just God was the writer creating it. I don't think they're going to go that route.
No.
But I haven't read the comic, so I couldn't tell you if that's going to happen. So sorry.
I wanted to. It's one of those taboo comics that I wasn't allowed to read. I could look at the cover, but I was never allowed to read it. So I was quite excited when they announced that they were going to do an adaptation. I understand because it's Netflix.
That's true.
How many times has Netflix failed the fans?
I don't know.
Can we give a list? I mean, recently Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop, if it got a second season, I think they would have been able to redeem themselves.
Absolutely not.
I enjoyed him as Spike. Like I said, we went back to that one.
Oh, no, the acting was great, but everything else was shite.
I don't think everything was that bad, but I think they could have done better with the second season.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have a good track record or comic books, except for the original Marvel stuff that they did.
Yeah.
Other than that, just not very good. There was a Bleach live action.
There was Resident Evil.
We haven't finished it. We started watching it. It's just bad.
So once again, when they announced this adaptation, I was scared.
Sorry, Netflix. You don't have all the winners.
But you know what?
This one was good. I enjoyed it. So yeah, this was really good.
Absolutely loved it. All right, so
pros.
Yeah, pros.
Obviously the acting. I think everyone did a great job. I don't think there was any later on. Well, so we're going to split this into the two areas.
Okay.
You have the original six episodes,
yep,
which was great, and then the last four episodes. And this again, we're going to do this as spoiler free as possible. But there is a huge difference between the two sets. The first part being the world building, the character development, the fetch quest, which all was great. They brought in a lot of different lore. You had Lucifer, you had Death, you had Cain and Abel show up. Then you had
Corinthian,
and then you had
Joanna Constantine. Yeah, Constantine, not Constantine.
I always heard Constantine.
Same here.
But it's Constantine. Is that just how they did it in this?
Oh, I'm trying to remember Keanu Reeves in
Constantine.
It was Constantine. But apparently the correct pronunciation
Constantine.
Is Constantine.
Okay, well, someone can correct us if we're wrong. We're going to go with Constantine because it does sound better.
It does?
Yes.
I
like Constantine. I think it just sounds better. Maybe it sounds more intellectual. Joanna Constantine.
Are you a Target, not a Target person?
I'm a Target, yes. I am Target all the way.
Okay.
But no, I think the acting and who they cast was great. Although some people weren't happy with it.
Sandman? Morpheus?
No, not Sandman. Oh. Casting overall. So they did change some of the characters overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was great.
Yeah, I love Tom as Morpheus.
Yes, absolutely.
I love Gwendolyn as Lucifer.
Except for when he went to Batman.
That is true. So the director kept telling him, hey, you were sounding way too much like Batman. Lay off. Lay off.
He had to find that balance. And yeah. You could definitely see in the first episode or two where he did kind of slip into this, we're going to the Batman place.
But hilarious.
It was. And then later on, he got this better overall tone. It was smooth. It was like, it was kind of what you would expect someone to be lulling you to sleep.
I think at one point you said sultry.
I may have said sultry on a previous one. I'll stand by it. It was sultry. He had a great voice.
He did. I read a funny tidbit. Apparently when they first pitched this as an adaptation, guess who wanted to play Morpheus?
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh my gosh. Michael Jackson as Morpheus?
That would have been so bizarre.
That would have been extremely. Yeah.
The other person was, I think, Nick Cage at one point.
I mean, hasn't he tried doing?
Nick Cage wants everything.
He wants every role. Doesn't matter. I want everything. But going back to it, so they do have, there's not a lot of known actors and actresses in this that are like known, except for, the only one I can really think of is one. The big, Lucifer.
Oh, Gwendolyn Christie.
Thank you.
Game of Thrones.
Yep. But
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt. Okay, so I'm thinking of live action, like the piece in the sea, but Patton Oswalt definitely was the Crow later on.
He brought levity to the show.
That was the only point of levity. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be the one thing that I would say that tonal for the overall show is they didn't have a lot of comedy, but I don't think it needed it. This wasn't a show that you wanted comedy. It was thought-provoking.
Yes.
Especially the death episode was great.
I loved the death episode. We're getting too far ahead.
But overall, casting was great. Yeah. The practical effects that they used to try and keep the budget down was great because the CGI and the cinematography and even the set designs drove this budget way up.
It did.
You did some research on it,
right? I did.
Like, how much was it?
So the first thing I noticed was, wow, that looks way better than Witcher. So of course I had to look at the budget. The per episode was like $15 million. For Witcher, it was $10 million. And to compare, right now, HBO's House of Dragon, I think they're roughly at $20 million per episode.
But let's just put this in perspective, right? So Sandman was 10 episodes, except the bonus. They had the bonus one at the end, right? You're talking about $150 million for this show.
Crazy.
That we binged in two nights. Just realize, like, they didn't get their money's worth out of us.
I might watch it again.
I'll probably watch it again if a second season's announced.
Oh, they have not announced it. They have not.
But we're getting too ahead of ourselves.
I know. I'm so excited.
But so yeah, overall, I don't think there was anything that we can really nitpick about. Now, the one con that I have is the different moving from season 6 into season 7.
You mean episode?
Episode,
not like, season 6.
If they had season 7 already, it's like I'm getting ahead of myself, like Supernatural, like they're going to be at season 16.
Another Supernatural reference.
Twice.
It's such a fanboy.
No. But we go back into it. Yes, I am, but that's okay. So episode 7 starts the story arc of, and I don't want to give too much away, but it splits to a different story arc.
It does.
And it becomes a standalone story of the Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, a vortex is something that can bridge the realms between the living or the waking realm and the dreaming realm, but in doing so, will destroy both.
Yes, of course.
And then there's a power struggle between the people who want her to destroy the realms and the people who
just want to steal it.
Corinthian.
And some other endless.
And other endless that are out there trying to do these things. But it just, I wasn't compelled to watch it. I didn't care about their story.
No.
The story of the vortex was good. Like, I understand that, but they put a lot of additional character development into a into Rose, the character, that I don't think needed to be there. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to be in the next season. Like, her story arc's, I think, completed.
I believe it's completed,
I think it would be completed with how they ended it. And again, we don't want to give anything away, but you have 4 episodes over this, and it just, it could have been done in one. You didn't need a lot of the backstory.
I absolutely agree with you. Like, my favorite episodes were the first 6.
Yes.
They only focused on the endless, right?
Yes.
The what happened through centuries, you know, just of Morpheus kind of going through humanity and a little game that he plays with his sister, Death. Like, there's this one episode of the Immortal. It's not a spoiler, of the Immortal.
Yes.
And you kind of delve into him and you sort of reflect on your own life.
You kind of do, to an extent.
And I think that's what I was missing from the last 4 episodes. The first 6 was something that I have never really seen before. Yep. And it took me out of this world into theirs. Like, it was pure fantasy with horror and just, it was everything I want.
And I think what it really did is it was thought-provoking.
It was.
Every episode had something that they tackled that made you think about everything going on. I see. So my favorite is episode four, that was Lucifer. And there's just a great battle between Morpheus and Lucifer that is completely different than I've seen before.
That is
true. But I'm not going to go into that too much because otherwise I will give away spoilers for that one. But my second, really close second is episode five. Darkest episode. But it truly made you think.
I actually cringed at that episode because up to this point, there wasn't that much gore. So episode five is gory. Completely shocking and gory.
And I wouldn't even say, so it's not like horror gory, like gutting people and that, but no, it's
Texas
gory. It's nothing like that, but it is more so gory from the standpoint of what they are doing and how they act out their desires without inhibitions.
Yes, without inhibitions.
And that was crazy. And it was kind of thought-provoking. It made you think about
What would happen if
that was ever actually done.
Yeah. It was scary to me. It felt a little bit too real. How about that?
And other shows have done something similar where they have removed the ability to do certain
things.
There
was a movie with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, they were. The Invention of Lying.
Yeah.
Right? And they removed it. But that was the opposite. Like, he had the ability to lie and no one else could.
But in the movie, it was bizarre because, like, no one lied, but everything was idyllic. Like,
everything
it was a paradise still.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Not on episode five.
Yeah,
not
so you have been warned. Episode five,
Be warned. Yeah,
don't eat anything.
It is a great episode, but it takes you away from, like, the kind of the fun fantasy that they have part of this. Like, there's a lot of fun in this.
There's
overall, but when you get to episode five, a lot of that goes away.
Yeah.
But again, like the last four episodes just removed me from a lot of that overall.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that kind of bothered me.
Yeah. I'm hoping that if there is a season two, they focus more, like I said, on the Endless. Because so in the show, there were kind of villains introduced.
Yeah.
But there was someone else pulling the strings.
Correct.
And you find out it's Desire. And was it?
There are seven total endless. The eldest is Destiny. So
okay.
It's Destiny, Death, and Dream.
Okay.
They are kind of like your team, right?
Yeah, they're a team.
Destruction was never mentioned in the show.
No, but he's supposed to be
in there later on. He kind of left his realm and did his own thing.
Yeah.
But then you have Desire, Delirium.
And despair.
And despair. Yep. You see despair. Yeah, you get seven Ds and they're all everywhere at all times. But you get Desire and Despair, you see. You don't know Delirium yet. But I think Delirium, what's in the comics, what I heard is Delirium is also known as Delight.
Yeah.
Or we used to be known as Delight, but then turned into Delirium.
Yeah, I'm hoping they expound upon that.
Yes, because I really want to hear about that. But that's what I want to see. If they get into a season two, I want to see more about the Endless.
Yeah.
And I also want to know about what's going to happen if an Endless murders or hurts another Endless.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
In season one.
And I also would like, once again, it's not a spoiler, Lucifer and how he has this goal to piss off God. I want to say the reason why people were upset is because in the comics, Lucifer was a male.
Correct.
But they cast Gwendolyn Christie as Lucifer.
Fantastic casting.
Fantastic casting, and she looks just like the character. Yeah. But I was always under the presumption that Lucifer, at least in the Bible, was highly androgynous.
Yes.
Like, I don't think there is a gender. I don't want to get into gender.
We don't want to get into I don't want to get into biblical or anything like that, but I don't think there was gender equated
to
angels.
Yes. I guess my mix-up is they've already established that the Sandman does exist in the DC timeline, right? But there's already a Lucifer show, and that's what I was thinking, because I was thinking of that British guy who played Lucifer.
Yeah, which was also, I enjoyed the show.
I enjoyed
that
show, too. But he was too comical, and he would not have fit into the Sandman's world.
And they said they didn't want to bridge the two, but they actually, I read an article that they said that it is the same Lucifer.
What?
But they're in different, like, realms, like that's how it is, and I don't really understand how they were doing
it. Yeah, they're gonna have to definitely talk about that.
So they said that they are in the same universe.
Okay,
it's the same Lucifer in the same universe,
uh-huh.
but different.
Okay.
And that doesn't make
sense.
I think
I'm just too old to understand this.
It's
when they
crazy.
Could introduce a multi-timelines and all this stuff, my head just exploded, and I'm like, why can't things just be simple?
I know. Well, so
back in my day.
Well, remember, each endless mm-hmm. has their own realm.
I know.
So there's seven realms, plus the waking realm now.
Yeah.
And then there's also hell, Lucifer's realm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And presumably
and then
heaven.
No,
yeah.
They already talked about
that's
heaven
right.
because they said they wanted to tear down the golden gates later
that's
on.
That's right.
So you got to, that's nine realms,
that's
minimum. And there could be different things going on in each realm.
That
it'd be a lot of fun to watch this.
So if there's a second season.
There's got to be. So let's just, I think you've noticed that we really enjoy this show.
Yeah.
Like, we've watched
you
it.
Couldn't tell.
We want to dissect it, but we need more to dissect. And I'm just lazy and I don't want to go buy all the comics and read them all as much as I might now, because I just want to know it immediately
mm-hmm.
versus waiting for Netflix.
Yeah, well, I love that he's a part of this show.
Yes.
And so they truly did a faithful adaptation
they did.
Of the comics. And
yep.
I hope it continues for season two.
And
we don't get a Game of Thrones, ending.
Oh my gosh, let's diverge from everything and just rush through this.
Because we're so tired of all this money we're making. Oh,
well, what did they, didn't they want to go to something else? They were like, oh, we're moving on to something else now.
I think
like,
they were offered Star Wars, but I think that fell apart.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, the last, two seasons of Game of Thrones?
Three. For me.
For you, okay. But going back to Sandman,
yes.
So Ghost, we've kind of gone through everything on it. What do you think?
It was an absolute binge for me. It checked all the boxes.
You know,
just story, cast, dialogue, beautiful visuals, absolutely beautiful visuals. Yeah. Costumes, and of course, the horror elements.
Yeah.
I love my horror. I love my tall, pasty white men.
Yep.
And I had a tall, pasty white
man.
Yeah,
you do have a thing for
I
tall,
happy,
pasty white
yo.
Guys.
I was happy.
Does it have to be tall, pasty, and thin? Because you did like Cavill when he went Witcher with the black guys.
Oh,
so you
yeah,
just
yeah.
like pasty with black eyes.
I do.
Okay.
Maybe I should get that checked out.
Nah,
yeah,
it's
I'm
fine.
Okay.
It's fine. There's nothing to worry about there. So for me,
you?
I want to say bitch. I want to go out there and tell everybody, go watch this, because it kind of reminds me of what happened with Cowboy Bebop. They delayed the announcement of a season two.
Mm.
I was really excited because I wanted to see where they went with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the production value it wasn't great, but it was okay. And I wanted to see it. Just like with this one, is way better on the production value. It was very expensive. Loved it. And I want it to be a binge. But if it's canceled after one season, I will have to back out of that immediately and say, don't even watch it, because you will be left wanting more.
Will you turn this on and be like, hey, guys,
okay.
I'm changing my mind.
So here's the deal. Like, if it comes out and they say season two is canceled,
uh-huh.
I'll re-record the ending of this
okay.
and say, not a binge. But right now it's a binge.
Okay.
Hey, just binge it, get out there, watch it so we can get season two right. locked in.
Yeah. All right. So we got two binges.
Two binges. Yep.
Yeah. Homework.
So,
Go watch it.
Go watch it multiple times. If you can, multiple screens. You know, have people sign up for Netflix. You know, that's how we're going to get the money to do this. Just
if you want people to actually spend their money,
yeah,
and not use someone else's password. Oh, this
oh
show
crazy!
This
talk.
Show will never
this
get renewed.
This ship's
never we have doomed.
Dumb it. But yeah, so that's it. Two binges, definitely
yep.
worth the watch. Go get out there. Let's get into season two. And thank you all for listening.
Yep, thank you.